in the right place. Is that what you're doing, so? Everybody else wants it?
Yes, Frank.
Welcome.
Great.
Yes.
Welcome. Let's start up with our presentations. First, I'll tell you a little bit about the setting. You can see a few cameras here that record our actions. And we all have wires and microphones that record your voice. And also some microphones there. But you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because of your superior when you don't intend to. So these are project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see. Documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. Modified by the administrator. Okay. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics. We make it work. A lot of effort in design and the product itself. I'm Bart Buyt, I'm the project manager, so I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our opening, presentation, tool training, project plan discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit down.
I can take some notes.
It's not that I'm going to just need something like that, just end up. As you can see, it's the opening, maintenance tool training. Maintenance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yeah.
Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one. But on the corporate information side, there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are, but just a little. Okay, what are we going to do? Project AIM is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So these are the points by we also hire Jim. We've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user friendly look and industrial designer. That's also user friendly and a bit original. And we've got our user interface designer. That's also that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are three phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design and the detailed design. And I had some role indications that I think you know already very well. The industrial designer is going to work on the working design, component design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a bit of user requirements specification, trend watching, and project I've got evaluation. That's a bit what you're going to do.
But that will be all worked out in the end.
Probably needed. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here in the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here is a little toolbar. On this side, here are some functions we can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. A blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it on this page. In the, I think it is format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. Okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents flow, but all you will find that already because there are a lot of documents in it already, so it will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here is the simple toolbar. It's what I just said, save, create, move back or forward one page, and switch between the different columns. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse was running away. We're going to draw an animal and just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different language. Just I can start from now. You can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, sensors will get blocked and the drawing won't get good. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow. If you're going to draw like really fast, then pen won't hold up. So we choose format, current color. I think gray is appropriate. Then the line width. I think 7 will be nice. Now you will see my drawing capabilities. It's not very much. But here you have to do it real slow. Trying to draw a dolphin. I think his nose has to be a little bit
square. I'm thinking about a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. He has got an eye. Now we've got another function. We've got the eraser. And then you can undo this easily. That's okay. And I've got to write down a few of his characteristics. He's got no text tool? No. Okay. This is typically an undo action, I think. Then. Maybe you have to hold it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you wanna do it like this, then it will be a strike. I don't know, just try. This is not my work? Okay. Maybe it's this. I think it's wants to draw another animal, I don't know. Bridge with it's my characteristic characteristic about the dog. Lives for the fun. So now I'm gonna hand over the pen on a new blank sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna use a different line width. And I'm gonna draw in black. Okay, I'm not much of an artist, but here we go.
And it's easier to go with a smaller line width, because this is going a little bit into hybrid.
Okay, this is my sheep. With, of course, little blue dot they always get sprayed on their butts. There. Yeah.
You can also write your name somewhere.
They are. Go really slow when we're writing.
Yeah.
They're brilliant animals. And that's just a little me thing. So
just gonna draw its head. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Here's the. Okay. So, yeah, that's enough. Use a blank or? Okay.
Well, I was gonna draw a cat too, so. Let's try something else. Something different than Garfield. Mine is a bit more skinny. But, well, it's supposed to be a cat. I like cats because they are independent.
Everybody knows how to work the whiteboard now, so if you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask me. It's pretty easy. So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to the project finance. As you can see, for a remote control, the selling price is €25, our selling price. Our profit aim is €50 million. That's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international, so we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal €12.5. So that's also a point we have to keep in mind if we're going to make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Hardware. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aim 50 million, but more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum €12.5. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion. So I'm gonna sit down, I think. Easy. 5 minutes. Okay,
so that's the time. So just on the size of, why is it my laptop is only giving me black screen?
He has the same magic bird.
Is it good?
Yeah.
And you have to just clap it down. Everybody has experiences with remote controls, and I mean not the ordinary remote controls, but also the different ones used for other.
Kind of brought TV at home and a DVD player, so they got like a lot of remote controls, one for TV, one for the be player.
Yeah.
And I think it's it would be best to just make one more control that can operate more.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one at home. You can program, I think, 8 different devices in it. You can use it for television,
Okay, yeah.
everything else. And it also operates on infrared. So you have got a little device inside your room, and you can operate it from the third or second floor. So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder or you can play downstairs.
Yeah.
And you've got a link to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the, I think that if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. So we want different functions.
Yeah.
And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared. But I don't know if it will exceed the production costs. It's something that's a fine line, I think. Yeah.
Well, that would be good. If you could do that.
And other functions for remote control.
It has to be shut down.
Sure.
Yes.
My remote control comes to
a lot
of work. You
never know where they have it.
Okay, so these are good things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our project folder.
Yeah, one other thing, I think probably might be handy to put a battery save display on so you can see
the rest of this again.
Much is nothing in the room. But also really kind of the production costs.
Yeah.
I'd like to see about that too.
Mm.
But maybe just a little bit.
What are you?
Role mentions.
Mm. Any questions about this presentation?
Mm.
Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project folder. And then from our work, finish meeting now. Okay. I'm still aware of my own projects.